Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a day when history, technology, culture, and the highest courts of the land all converged in a single sweep of headlines. That was the reality on January 31, 2026. First, let us talk about a breakthrough in Indian politics. Sunetra Ajit Pawar, aged 62, took oath as the Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra at Lok Bhavan in Mumbai, becoming the first woman ever to hold that post in the state. The oath was administered by Governor Acharya Devavrat, as prescribed under the third schedule of the Constitution. Sunetra Pawar is a Rajya Sabha member representing the Nationalist Congress Party's Ajit Pawar faction, and she is also the widow of the late Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar. After his tragic death in a legit crash at Baramati Airport on January 28, the state mourned for 3 days before this historic swearing-in took place. The Governor's role in the ceremony, and the constitutional provisions of Articles 163 and 164 that empower the Chief Minister to advise on ministerial appointments, are textbook examples for your GS to mains preparation. Sunetra Pawar was elected unanimously as the leader of the NCP Legislature Party, a name proposed by Dilip Walls Patil and seconded by Chagan Bhujbal, and she has been assigned the Excise Department, Sports and Youth Welfare, and Welfare and Minorities Development Portfolios. Remember this milestone, the first woman deputy chief minister in Maharashtra's history, a landmark for women's political representation. Now, let us turn to a record set by Indian Railways. On January 30, the Railways commissioned 472.3 route kilometers of Kavach version 4.0 in a single day, the highest ever single-day commissioning of the automatic train protection system. Three sections were commissioned simultaneously, the Vadodara to Virar stretch of 344 kilometers under Western Railway, the Tughlakabad Junction Cabin to Palwal stretch of 35 km under Northern Railway, and the Manpur to Sarmatana stretch of 93.3 km under East Central Railway. Kavach, which means armor in Hindi, is an indigenously developed ATP system that automatically applies brakes when a train passes a signal at danger, when two trains are on a collision course, or when speed limits are exceeded. It relies on microprocessors, GPS, and radio communication, and it is certified to Safety Integrity Level 4, the highest global rail safety standard, with a probability of failure less than 1 in 100 million operations per hour. As of January 31, more than 1,300 route kilometers are covered nationwide, surpassing the previous single-day record of 324 kilometers on the Kota-Mathura section. This development directly ties into the Balasor train collision of June 2, 2023, which claimed 294 lives and underscored the urgency of rolling out Kavach across the network. Moving on, the 39th edition of the Surjakund International Crafts Mela was inaugurated on January 31 at Surjakund, Faridabad, Haryana, by Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, with Chief Minister Nayab Saini also in attendance. The theme, Local to Global, highlighted the journey of traditional artisans reaching international markets. Uttar Pradesh and Meghalaya were chosen as the theme states, while Egypt partnered as the foreign nation. The fair runs until February 15, and a new Mela Sathi app was launched to help visitors navigate the stalls and connect digitally with artisans. Remember, Surjakund Mela started in 1987, is one of Asia's largest crafts fairs, and is jointly organized by Haryana Tourism, the Ministry of Tourism, and the Ministry of Textiles. The venue, the historic Surjakund Reservoir built by the Tomar ruler Surajpal, adds a layer of cultural heritage that frequently appears in GS1 questions. Now, let us examine a landmark judgment by the Supreme Court. The Apex Court, through a bench comprising Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justice Joymalia Baghchi, stayed the implementation of the UGC, Promotion of Equity in Higher Education Institutions, Regulations, 2026, which had been notified on January 13. The stay was based on the complete vagueness in the definition of caste-based discrimination, the exclusion of the general category in Clause 3, the absence of a mechanism to penalize false complaints, and the risk of weaponization. Consequently, the 2012 UGC guidelines on non-discrimination will continue to operate until the court reviews the new regulations, with the next hearing slated for March 19. The University Grants Commission, established under the UGC Act of 1956, remains the statutory body overseeing university standards. This case offers a classic illustration of judicial oversight of executive policy, the equality versus equity debate under Article 14, and the governance framework of higher education, all vital for GS domains. In a separate but equally profound decision, the Supreme Court, in the case of Dr. Jaya Thakur versus the Government of India, declared the right to menstrual health an integral component of the right to life and dignity under Article 21. The court directed every state and union territory to provide free sanitary pads in all government and aided private schools, to install gender-segregated toilets with water supply, privacy partitions, and safe disposal within 3 months, and to ensure that pads are oxo-biodegradable, thereby avoiding single-use plastic. It also mandated the setting up of menstrual hygiene management corners for emergency access, and the integration of menstrual and reproductive health education into school curricula, along with a strict accountability and reporting mechanism. This ruling follows a line of expansive interpretations of Article 21, which has previously incorporated the right to health, education, and privacy. For your preparation, note that this is a fresh prelims fact on Article 21 and a key GS domains topic on fundamental rights and gender justice. Turning to the international financial arena, the World Bank Group and the Government of India unveiled a new country partnership framework for the fiscal years 2026 to 2031. The framework commits $8 to $10 billion annually, raising the total 5-year commitment to about $50 billion, a notable increase from the previous $6 to $7 billion per year. The focus areas are job creation, crucial for absorbing the 12 million young entrants to the labor market each year, private sector development, and alignment with India's Viksit Bharat vision for a developed economy by 2047. Remember the figure, $8 to $10 billion per year for the next 5 years, and that the World Bank Group comprises 5 institutions, IBRD, IDA, IFC, MIGA, and ICSID, with India as one of its largest borrowers. Now, let us explore a major industrial initiative. The National Shipbuilding and Heavy Industries Park, abbreviated NSHIP, has been established as a special purpose vehicle through a 50-50 joint venture between the VO Chidambaranar Port Authority, representing the Union Government, and the State Industries Promotion Corporation of Tamil Nadu, representing the state. The massive complex is situated at Thoothukudi, Tamil Nadu, and spans 2,000 acres, with 1,000 acres earmarked for shipyards and another 1,000 for ancillary industries, along a 2-kilometer waterfront. The approved investment stands at 19,989 crore rupees, expected to generate over 55,000 direct and indirect jobs. India currently contributes only about 1% of global ship tonnage, despite a coastline of 7,500 kilometers and 1,382 islands. NSHIP is central to the Maritime India Vision 2030, which aims to place India among the top 5 shipbuilding nations, challenging the dominance of China, South Korea, and Japan. The port is named after Vanchi Okonar Chidambaram Pillai, the early nationalist who launched a Swadeshi shipping line in 1906. On the sports front, the Australian Open 2026 concluded with Kazakhstan's Elena Rybakina, the 5th seed, defeating Belarusian world number 1 Aryna Sabalenka in a 3-set final, 64, 46, 64. This victory marks Rybakina's second Grand Slam title, the first being Wimbledon 2022, and it ended a streak where both finalists had not dropped a set throughout the tournament, a feat not seen since Wimbledon 2008. The Australian Open, held each January in Melbourne, is the first of the four Grand Slam tournaments, followed by the French Open, Wimbledon, and the US Open. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India's total Ramsar sites have risen to 98, the highest in Asia, after the addition of Patna Bird Sanctuary in Etah District, Uttar Pradesh, and Charidhan in Kutch District, Gujarat. Patna Bird Sanctuary is a freshwater wetland that hosts over 60,000 migratory birds during winter, while Charidhan is a seasonal saline wetland that expands to about 80 square kilometers in good monsoon years and provides habitat for flamingos, cranes, and rare raptors. The Ramsar Convention, signed in Ramsar, Iran, in 1971, aims to conserve wetlands of international importance, and India acceded to it in 1982. Finally, the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation has operationalized Paimana, Project Assessment, Infrastructure Monitoring and Analytics for Nation Building, a web-based portal that monitors central sector infrastructure projects worth 150 crore rupees and above. Paimana replaces the older online computerized monitoring system launched in 2006, follows a One Data, One Entry principle, and integrates via APIs with the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade's Integrated Project Monitoring Portal. About 60% of the data now updates automatically, covering 1,702 ongoing projects with a revised cost of 39 lakh crore rupees, of which 20.2 lakh crore has already been spent, that is 51% of the revised cost. Moreover, 645 projects have achieved over 80% physical progress. This portal exemplifies governance and efficient project management, a recurring theme in GS3. Now, how does all this connect to your UPSC preparation? The appointment of Sunetra Pawar offers a direct link to Articles 163 and 164, the role of the governor, and the evolving representation of women in politics, perfect for mains essays on constitutional provisions and gender equity. Curvature's record commissioning, its SIL4 certification, and the technology behind it are classic prelims fodder on indigenous innovation and rail safety, while the Balasore tragedy provides context for the urgency of such systems. The Surjakund Mela's theme, Partner Nation, and venue are the kind of quick recall facts that appear in prelims, and its cultural significance feeds into GS1 questions on heritage and the artisan economy. The Supreme Court's stay on the UGC equity regulations and the menstrual health judgment together illustrate judicial review, the balance between equality and equity, and the expanding interpretation of Article 21, all vital for GS2 mains. The World Bank's New Country Partnership Framework sharpens your understanding of multilateral financing, development priorities, and India's Viksit Bharat vision, while NSHIP ties into blue economy, maritime policy, and the Make in India agenda for GS3. The addition of two Ramsar sites updates the Biodiversity Data Bank, useful for environmental questions, and Paimana showcases the digitization of infrastructure monitoring, a recurring theme in governance and e-governance topics. Finally, the Australian Open result is a ready-made prelim fact on sports achievements. Thus, each of these events, from historic political appointments to technological milestones, cultural celebrations, judicial pronouncements, international financing, maritime ambition, sporting triumphs, wetland conservation, and digital governance, weaves a rich tapestry of current affairs that will empower you to answer both prelims and mains with confidence and depth.